Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Sean. I can't get that out of my head. It's earworming me because of the latest episode of Task, which it features somewhat prominently.
I was wondering where you would have pulled that song from, because
yes.
It doesn't feel like a uber popular song. I'm familiar with Donovan, but yeah. I was unfamiliar with the song.
Excellent episode. I have been telling you about Task. Rich Keefe actually told me about it first. So you don't like it?
I watched the first episode. It just was very depressing.
You gotta get into it. Like, I felt the same way a little bit about the first episode, and then it gets really good.
So it picks up.
Give it another chance. Right. Give it another chance. Okay. All right. We have leads that remain this morning on a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will join us in about an hour and 20 minutes at 8:20. But Courtney. With her lead this morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. It is a big day for LeBron James fans and haters. LeBron took to X and to Instagram to tease a big announcement today saying the decision of all decisions with the hashtag the second decision. That's going to happen at noon Eastern time today.
All
now,
right.
Of course, in 2010, he had his first decision. That was, of course, he leaving Cleveland to go to Miami.
Yeah.
So a lot of speculation here. Seems like the majority of people think that he is going to announce that he is retiring. This is his last season. That's where I'm falling on this.
A
right. Little goodbye tour for LeBron James.
Do we have to have the announcement before the final season, or could we just, like, normal people who aren't massive narcissists, could we just wait till the end of the season and tell everybody, hey, thanks, that's it?
But it's not a retirement decision. It's the fact that he is going to have a weekend 3-on-3 tournament in Saudi for his current players.
For his kids. It's him and his kids in Saudi Arabia. Yeah,
You knew he was going to announce before his final season. Like, there was no way LeBron James was going to do what Brady did. And a lot of people think what Brady did was douchey, too, because he came back after the first retirement. Yeah. So
I'd now like to turn it over to His Excellency Turki Alaa Sheikh.
So you think this is a retirement thing?
I do. I think that he's going to announce that this is his final season. You can't tease it with the decision of all decisions, the second decision.
Yeah, see, I feel like now in the world of social media, they play with our emotions. He's going to come up and he's going to, like, tease this, and then it's going to be something, you know,
the retirement sneaker he's going to announce.
Yeah, like I got a new sneaker or something that. Yeah,
he can't do that.
I'm telling you.
He can't do that.
Yeah.
508
texter. No one thinks higher of LeBron James than LeBron James.
508 texter says he's going to name himself manager of the Boston Red Sox. So that could be possible. I have no idea.
Yeah, just very interesting. Keep your eyes on that space. Noon Eastern time.
Noon, all right.
Never has someone been so disconnected from the reality of how they're perceived.
I don't know. No. I think that that's a very local take for us, Curtis. Like, I'm not a LeBron James hater. If anything, I respect what he's done. And I think if you look at the nation as a whole, I bet he has more fans than haters.
Yeah, and they're probably going to be wondering what he's doing. It's like when Brady did it.
We were all
people probably nationally like, oh my God, what's Brady doing? What's Brady?
Yep.
And then, so
apparently, a bunch of texters are saying that there is speculation that it's an announcement about a partnership with Bezos.
Yeah,
because today is Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah.
And so can you imagine?
It could be anything,
if
right?
It's that.
If If, can you imagine if he says it's the decision of all decisions?
Yes. Also, great reminder that it's Prime Day. I forgot.
You also, Greg, mentioned this morning.
I thought you were on a shopping
haul. That it's National Taco Day.
National Taco Day.
And he went through a whole process of trying to get his favorite phrase trademarked.
Y'all know what the day is. Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. I don't know, Courtney. Yeah. You're going to be upset if you fell for it, right?
100%. But, like, you can't, because I don't think that after the first the decision by LeBron James, you can't then do the decision to end all decisions.
Right.
But decisions.
And have it be a brand partnership.
Correct.
Right. But the first decision he got clowned for, right? And so he's probably using it as a, you know, everybody clown me for that, rightfully so.
Right.
Yeah. And it's probably one of these.
I don't think it was the fault of the people that ripped him. I think it was the fact that it was a clown show.
No, I know that. But he's probably using that as like, all right, this is a good way for me to, like, get people all riled up again and have fun with it.
If it's anything less than a retirement announcement, it's silly.
What if it's Space Jam 3?
I could be on board. I could be on board.
Well, be prepared for it to be silly because I don't think it's a retirement thing.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to kind of go in the lane. Shime went down with his lead. You want to make some money like I'm doing? Bet the Patriots. Patriots to win the AFC Championship. Plus 2,200.
Ooh.
Here are the two teams that will be in the AFC Championship. Well, here are the two of the five. Pick whichever two you want. The Bills are number one, right? Because I think Bills are still at the top of the pack. Colts, Jacksonville, Denver, New England. So two of those five teams are going to make, in my opinion, because I think those are your top five right now in the AFC, Pittsburgh, I get them at six, kind of looking in, are going to be in the AFC Championship game. And when I look at these teams, I say, well, damn, you just beat the team that everybody expects to be there. Why not New England? Why not New England?
It's just a little early, Wiggy. I just.
But how can it be? It's definitely early, but we're excited, man.
I know.
It is
so
early.
So just to be clear, Shime's lead was that you should bet on Drake May to be MVP.
Yep. And great
Wiggy's,
value.
And Wiggy's lead is that you should bet on them to get to the to win the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
Not to get there.
No, I got them winning. I want to make a little bit more money. I think it's plus 800 if they get there and they lose.
I also want to point out that the fraudulence, because when I brought up the Raiders loss to begin the season, you guys are like, yeah, but there's always that random weird loss. And it's like, okay, well, that's that for the Bills this past weekend then. You could say the same thing for
them. I don't think it is, though. Like, it wasn't. There wasn't a ton of like wonkiness to the game. It wasn't the first week of the season. It was a prime time Sunday night game. It did not feel like Josh Allen played pretty well overall. Like, I just think the Patriots defense beat them.
And I think you can also say that the Patriots' first game with a new head coach, their third season in a row with a new head coach in the first week of the season against the Raiders, is different than week five with the Bills playing a divisional game on Sunday Night Football.
Against a very experienced coach with a quarterback he's very familiar with.
Because I look at it like this. If you're telling me, and think about this, these are the teams that right now, if the playoffs were to start today, would be in the playoffs. The Colts, the Bills, the Steelers, the Chargers, Jacksonville, Denver, and New England. At the beginning of the season, did we have Pittsburgh, the Colts, like Denver?
No.
Some
Jacksonville.
Right. So I would ask this question. If you play Denver in the postseason, can you beat them?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you play the Colts in the postseason, can you beat them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So for me to look at my revamped top five teams and go, all right, two of those teams are going to be in the AFC Championship game.
Okay.
And I believe one of those teams is going to be the Patriots, and I roll the dice that the Patriots win it.
And the Chargers just keep getting injured. So
right, they're
just
going
get
in
worse.
The wrong direction.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy. Thank you.
You got it.
Yesterday, we heard from the Brain Trust on Jersey Street, and Red Sox wrap up the season press conference. Alex Cora was asked how close this team is to meaningful October baseball. Here's what he said.
We're one strike away, one out away from being tied in the ninth, right? When you get to October, you never know what's going to happen. I think we took the steps in the right direction last offseason, during the season, not only as far as like what the front office did, but what we did on the field. It was a much better team than the last few years. The thing that excites me is the pitching, you know, going into the offseason. And, you know, we had some guys last year that we thought they were going to be better, Tanner, Cutter, right? They were banged up. But what we have in player development now is real, you know. And going into the offseason last year, we all talk about position players. And I was like, okay, cool, that's great, but we have some good position players here. Now we're talking about, you know, a deeper pitching staff, which is very important. We took our hits throughout the season, and we still have very talented pitchers towards the end. The bullpen is in a much better place going into the offseason than last year. So to answer the question, you know, I truly believe we're going to be playing for the same thing next year. It's to win the AL East and have a deep run in October and hopefully win the World Series.
Okay. Now, Wiggy would say it wasn't being one strike away or one out away. It was being one manager away. But
I agree with him.
But they're right there. Yeah. And you want them to add. I think we'll wrap up the season with Brezbot at some point, maybe tomorrow. But he was talking about offensive production.
Good morning.
And talking about home runs yesterday and about not being sure what you got at first base, what you got at second base. And so I think that...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, maybe for this team, Schwarbs is on the table, Curtis. Maybe Pete Alonso is on the table when it comes to this baseball team.
I'll take any one of those two guys.
They got the Devers money, so you'd like to see them reinvest.
Next year you have Crochet making sub-market value money, Roman Anthony making sub-market value money, Marcelo Meyer making sub-market value money. You have Aroldis Chapman on a very, very affordable deal. You have Garrett Whitlock on an affordable deal. I feel like if they don't spend on this year's roster an additional $100 million, then it is a failed offseason. And I think they will, because they have no excuse. If they don't spend this year, it's pretty obvious what they're doing.
Yeah, and I agree with them when you look at where they are. I think the pitching staff is much better. The only problem is you got to spend on the legitimate number two that when you get to the postseason, you'll have Crochet.
Because Lucas Giolito is not it for you. Bayo might be it.
I don't want to go into next season going, okay, maybe it'll be Bayo, maybe it'll be Big Stash, maybe it'll be Early. I don't want that. I want it to be Crochet and Player X that we know, you say, that's legit. And then all those
Joe Ryan, whoever.
And then
can
all those,
we expect anything from Tanner Houck next year?
I don't know. I don't even really think about him.
Yeah.
A guy who was, a Cy Young candidate like 2 years ago?
I know.
Yeah. Never trust a Tanner.
He might be a bullpen guy.
All right. Those are our leads. Coming up, we will get to They Said It and then the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And speaking of Courtney, here she is now with what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending. Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Chiefs fall to the Jaguars. Final score 31-28 in Jacksonville. A wild pick six in this one when Devin Lloyd picked off Patrick Mahomes and returned it for 99 yards in the third quarter. This one ended with Trevor Lawrence rushing it in for the go-ahead TD, but not without a fall to start the play. Wild, wild night. We can't show it, obviously, on Twitch, but in YouTube. But if you go watch it, if you missed it last night, it's wild. Here at home, we have an update on Antonio Gibson. He unfortunately did suffer a season-ending torn ACL. Hillman Jinx here. Because on the show, I said that his wife was my new favorite wag to follow to kick off the season.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We had just talked about her, too.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. She's still my favorite. Over to the Bruins, who announced that they will be retiring Zdeno Chara's number. Number 33 will be retired on January 15th ahead of the Bees game with Seattle. And it could be over for the Yankees tonight. They have game three with the Blue Jays in the ALDS in the Bronx. New York is down two games. First pitch is at 8:08 this evening.
Question for the room. What would you rather, your number retired or a street in your name?
Oh, I think I'd probably like the street. I mean, everybody at some point will travel down your street. You never know how many people will end up seeing your
jersey. Well, which team is retiring my number? Because if it's the Celtics, they retire everybody's number. But if it's like, you know, the Patriots or something, that seems a little bit more valuable.
Let's go Celtics.
I'll take the street.
Yeah, I like the street too. Gotta be a good street though, like a nice main street, not one of them side streets.
Well, fall in love in a 2025 Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Fall in love in a brand new Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
LeBron James Boulevard, one-way street. Am I right, Curtis?
Hey, it lands in Jim Gray's lap. Okay.
Can I also say LeBron James, after that announcement, that little tease, season or the tickets for the final home game for the Lakers this year skyrocketed. Like, the prices for them are insane.
You know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He know.
All right, we will get to They Said It next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.